Your central character flies in his aeroplane and he's miraculously transported 200 years into the future.
200 years, yeah.
And Gardenia is the name of our country.
Yeah.
Britain is now, because everyone gardens.
Because everyone gardens, because you've got to grow food. Yeah. So, you know, everybody has to grow their own food. But, I mean, they also do other things.
Yeah. You say dystopia books are fascist fantasies, but is yours really a sort of, I don't know, woolly liberal fantasy?
It's a massively overblown, wet, woolly liberal fantasy. Everybody can be nice.
So there's no government,
there's no banking system, there's no money, there's no crime. There's no army, there's no crime.
It's in literary form John Lennon's Imagine, isn't it?
It is. It is. Well, yes, in a sense, I suppose.
I mean, there's no religion.
It was partly inspired, I have to say, by a book that I read when I was very young called News from Nowhere, written by William Morris,
yes.
Who was a, you know, sort of founding father of effectively of British socialism, yeah. I suppose. But
so and this then, is called News from Gardenia.
News from Gardenia is a sort of little nod to that. Yeah. But I mean, I reread his book because his book was set in 1980,
yeah.
And it was a fantastic utopian future he wrote in 1890. And when I think back to 1980, God, he got that really wrong.
Well, everyone gets these things wrong.
That's why I went 200 years in the future. Because by then, hopefully, even if News from Gardenia is the massive success it deserves to be, people will have forgotten about it by then.
But it's a sort of an interesting insight into you, or us maybe, but you specifically. So you allow Wikipedia to last for 200 years.
Yes, Wikipedia
because you obviously like Wikipedia.
Yes.
And I thought the intriguing thing is that people play poker, even in this place where there's no money. So I don't know how exciting a game of poker
can be. Betting, obviously, but they also do there's a lot of art.
I'm guessing you're somebody who enjoys playing poker and uses Wikipedia.
I can't play Snap. I'm absolutely useless. So I was making that bit up. Yeah. I did look up how people play.
And there's a bit of a nod, maybe, to Douglas Adams. You've got a Babel device, like his Babel fish.
I've checked that out because that's been referred to on many... Yeah. There's many science fiction books that have a Babel device. So I think if someone does invent something like that, they're very likely to call it that.
So you people who imagine things for the future don't imagine we'll start speaking the same language or come to you. You imagine there'll be a device to allow us to carry
to
on
us to just
but
carry
hearing
on
each other. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is, I mean, it already exists up to a point with there's a smartphone app that does Spanish,
Siri.
Isn't it? Well, there's Siri, but you can actually hold it. There's a smartphone app. If you hold it up in front of a Spanish road sign, it translates it on the screen.
Yeah, you probably crashed by the time you've gone past
it. It's not to be used while driving.
Yes,
that's true.
Okay.
Do not photograph the
sign. So we're getting there. But I don't want to give too much away, because the whole world hasn't gone like this. There's still...
No.
The Midwest of America is clinging...
We don't know what happens there.
...clinging on to its old ways.
We don't know what happens there. They built a wall either side. So there's the east and west coasts that are very, very advanced and very nice and humane, and in the middle bit, like, what's going on in there? And no one even knows. They don't go there.
So the science fiction aspect of your interest, was this fostered by being in Red Dwarf for all those years?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've always been interested in it. I mean, I certainly read a lot of it when I was young. I'd go and see more science fiction movies than TV, possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, I did watch Star Trek, but I was never, it's a dangerous thing to say, never a massive fan.
All right.
Which is a difficult thing. It's almost sacrilege to
say. A lot of rivalries here within the
world. No, because I think it's very good.
Red Dwarf, Doctor Who versus Star Trek.
It deserves its place. There was a moment when the cast of Red Dwarf were walking along the street very near here to go and do press interviews, and there were hundreds of photographers on the street. And we went, wow, we didn't know it was that popular. And they were all waiting for Doctor Who. They totally ignored us.